Well, happy Mother's Day to those that are out there. And of course, I knew Miss D was going to ask, or Pastor D. I've called her Miss D for so many, so many years, and I'm not downgrading her by no means when I don't call her Pastor D, because it's creature of old habit, so you know and stuff. But so I start looking and planning and everything. So I know y'all get tired of me saying this, but I am not in my comfort zone at all. And so this morning, I'm just going to thank goodness for the internet. And for, let's see, who is this lady? Because I want to give her glory instead of myself, because I wish I could come up, but Carla Rise wing or something, wig or something, I don't know. But I'm just going to quote some scriptures and do it. It's just 18 characteristics of a godly mother. And nowadays we need godly mothers in this world. And I was telling Pastor the other day, I was going to work and I had the radio. Well, it must have been, I think it was Friday. Thursday or Friday, and they were talking about Mother's Day and everything. And then so they had this lady. I don't think she was on the TV, but she was talking. And she had three kids. And she was complaining that Mother's Day is for her, for mothers, not grandmothers. It's Mother's Day, not Grandmother's Day. And I don't know if y'all do this, but I talk to the TV and I talk back to the radio when there's something that I don't like. And I was going down the road saying, really? You wouldn't be a mother if you didn't have your mama. I thought, that how selfish. And that's what these women are today. They're so selfish, even though they have little ones. And children, they're just so self-centered and me time. And I mean, I think people should go away and get away and mothers and everything, but don't get me on the soap opera. But anyway, so the first one is a godly mother seeks biblical knowledge. And it's Proverbs 15:14 says, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. A godly mother fears the Lord. Psalms 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and of good understanding have all those do his commandments. Number three, a godly mother trusts in God. And boy, we do have to trust in God nowadays. And that's the verse for that is Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. And as mothers, we really need to seek the Lord. Even with me being as old as I am, I still have two grown kids, but I still pray for them and worry about them. I'll call Philip and say, Philip, where are you? Mama, stop worrying. It's my job, Philip. That's my job, is to worry about you and to worry about Ryan. And now I got two grandbabies to worry about. And then I have to worry about Pastor, bless his heart. He needs all the help in the world. You know, he might not think I'm his mother, but I have to take care of him like his mother used to take care of him. But he, you know. There I go, getting off again. A godly mother cultivates a joyful spirit. And that's why Pastor's so joyful all the time, is because I cultivate it. And that's Psalm 16:11 says, you will show me the path of life in your presence and is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever. I love you. Number five, a godly mother willingly does the work God has set before her. And Yes, Proverbs 31:13. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. And a lot of people don't like Proverbs 31 woman. You know, I thought, you know, we don't, thank God we don't have farms and I have to make Ryan and Philip and Jean's clothes. That would have been, I had took home ec and one leg was tighter than the other. And thank goodness for stores. A godly mother keeps a pure heart. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, faith, and purity. 7, a godly mother is content with what she has. 1 Timothy 6:6 says, now godliness with contentment is great gain, and that we should be content with what we have. We shouldn't try to outdo the Joneses, the Smiths, the Heads, the Harners, those Smiths again. Well, you used to be a Smith. Now you're a Foster. I touched. And number 8, a godly mother builds up her house. Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one pulls it down with her hands. And that is so true. We should uplift our husband, our children, our grandchildren. Number 9, a godly mother is a wise steward of her home, time, and resources. Proverbs 31:27 says, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And that's so true. There's so many, once again, selfish people in this world. And number 10, a godly mother is a disciple maker. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Number 11, a godly mother cheerfully serves her family as unto God. Galatians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as in the Lord and not to men. And I love serving my family. I loved that they were there yesterday. Now, Pastor Head did do a lot. He cleaned and thank goodness for him. Me and the babies just left. We said, we're leaving. We're going to Publix. So we got in the car. And then when we came back, they opened because they couldn't find it. Where's Papa? Where's Papa? It's always, where's Papa? Where's Papa? So they opened the back door and they went out and they said, he has made a mess, Nonnie. I said, what has Papa done? Liam said, Nonnie, it's a mess out there. So I went out there. Chairs were everywhere. He was sweeping the... It was a mess. And he said, Nonnie, it's a mess out here. I said, well, that's Papa. So, and number 13, a godly mother prays for her children. And I do pray for my kids every day. And I pray for my grandkids. And I hope, and I know every one of y'all that have children. And Sharon, I know you don't, but I know you pray for, I just forgot his name. Justin. And he's like a child to you, I'm sure, not just a nephew, but you were there, and he looks at you as someone godly in his life, and I'm sure he thinks of you that. Number 14, a godly mother trains her children in the way they should go. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, and he will not depart from it. And that is so very true. Number 15, a godly mother practices patience and kindness. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. And I pray that, I know I did not have patience a lot of times with my boys. I have more patience with Liam and Mackenzie. This is totally different, but when they would, Ryan and Philip would get on my nerves, and they would just, mama, 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 mama. And finally, I just came up with this thing, mama is not here. Sally Ann is here now. They did not like Sally Ann when Sally Ann came to visit. So I tried that with the grandkids. They asked me, when's Sally Ann coming? When is Sally? Because I guess I can't distinguish Sally Ann and Nani, you know, they're both the same, but with the boys, they did not like when Sally Ann came. Number 16, a godly mother lives with Christ-like selflessness. Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. And I pray that I've shown my boys and y'all the love of Christ in me. I try every day to do that. Number 17, a godly mother partners with God in raising and training her children. Isaiah 54:13 says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. And the last one, 18, a godly mother seeks godly counsel. Proverbs 19:20-21 says, listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. And that, I think that's good, because a lot of people today do not want to listen to godly counsel or to anybody's counsel. They just want to do their own and be on their way. They don't look at, like, we don't know anything. Y'all didn't. You didn't have children. You didn't raise them. Well, how do you think you got here? And I think, you know, that's what's wrong with this generation. There's so many. So, but I appreciate it. Thank y'all for allowing me to come up here. And Russ, it's 10:27. I'm going to end early just for you. Happy Mother's Day.